do, in fact, have Max Egan, a friend of Workers Radio, and he was one of the first to interview Charlie Veach over the weekend after he came out and said that he was kind of done with the 9/11 conspiracy thing. Max, how's it going, mate?
Yeah, Max.
How are you guys? Good to be on the air again. How did I know you were going to ask about Charlie Veach?
Oh, I don't know.
It's been the theme for the morning, really.
Seems
to be the flavour of the month, really, doesn't he, poor Charlie?
Yeah. Poor Charlie, yeah.
I don't know about poor Charlie. Is he getting some sweet deals from BBC?
Well, you know, you've got to question that. I mean, the whole thing really makes you question everything. I mean, I've really had a few deep thoughts about since I had my conversation with Charlie. Like, when I had the conversation, I just sort of let him go. I was very friendly, very amicable. I just let him say his piece.
Hi, Max. It's Jack. I just came in the studio. When you heard about the news, because you're a friend of Charlie's, were you concerned of what happened? What was your first instinct of it?
Well, I was sort of concerned. I was confused more than anything. I mean, I'm an acquaintance of Charlie's. I wouldn't say I was a friend. I mean, I've spoken to him. I've had him on the show when he got arrested in Canada.
Yeah.
I've spoken to him once or twice. But I was just concerned. I was more confused than anything, and that's why I just sort of let him have free rein. I was quite concerned after the conversation simply due to his manner of answering the questions, because he was answering a lot of the questions with logical fallacies and trivium, and I just thought this is very, very suspicious.
Do you think this could be a sign of brainwashing, or perhaps he's having fun with it?
He's a surrealist prankster. Do you think this is a surrealist prank?
No, I don't think it's a surrealist prank. I think that he is quite convinced in his new found opinion on 9/11, if it is a new found opinion. Mm-hmm. Look, something that really concerned me, like I said, he was answering in trivium and logical fallacies. For example, when I said, look, there was no wing damage on the Pentagon, he said, well, so what you're saying is that some kid from Connecticut, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, well, no, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that there's no wing damage on the Pentagon. Mm-hmm. So you went straight into a logical fallacy. Something that I found very disturbing about the whole thing is not only that he's changed his opinion, it's the attitude he seems to have towards people in the truth movement, the very people who supported him for such a long time, calling them cultists and paranoid, delusional, all sorts of stuff like this. It's a real backflip, and it doesn't appear that he's simply backflipped on his opinion of 9/11. It appears that he's very set in vilifying those who do believe there are questions to the 9/11 attacks. That's something that really does disturb me. There's also a video that surfaced of a guy who apparently has some video footage of him. He's looking for it at the moment. He thinks it's still on his camera somewhere or stashed on a hard drive somewhere. Of 3 years ago, Charlie saying that he didn't believe in the 9/11 conspiracy. Excuse me.
Which one?
And so it seems very strange that he would come out now and say that he's just changed his mind with this person has a video of him 3 years ago saying that he didn't believe in it. So I just wonder whether the whole thing's been a psyop.
Yeah.
Whether he was a plant right from the beginning.
Yeah, maybe.
I think that the amount of hatred and vitriol that's been directed at him, with the upcoming BBC documentary that he's doing, I think that all of this hatred and vitriol we will find on the BBC documentary.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this is probably why he's been filming The Love Police for the last 2 years, is so that it can all be used in the documentary, so they can see how much he was out there in the public's face promoting this conspiracy theory and then suddenly turns his back, and the hatred that he got for turning his back on it. I think that the whole thing may be a psyop. I think it might have been planned from the very beginning, to be honest. As much as I don't like to say that, that seems to be what it's panning out to be.
Interesting theory. We'll see how it pans out.
Mm.
But yeah, I mean, I don't want to direct too much energy to it because, you know, we're all individual free people and we can all do our own thinking, and we don't have to have leaders, really, when you're sort of self-directed and, you know, motile and going where you want to go. But I think But people are naturally, I mean, even myself, we do follow leaders, but it's just, we'll see what happens, eh?
Well, yeah, I mean, it is quite disturbing, and people do seem to want leaders, and it is disturbing that it's happened. I mean, I might be really going out on a limb saying what I just said, but that just seems to be the way it's shaping up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that anything's what it seems. I think that all the world is a stage. But I'd like to say as well that I don't hate him for the opinion that he's got. I don't hate anybody. I honestly don't. I think some people are a little misguided. But I just don't hate people. I don't think I'm actually capable of hating anyone. I mean, I don't even hate the Prime Minister. I can appreciate she's a sociopathic moron who doesn't give a shit about the people of her country, but I don't hate her for it. She's just the way she is, you know.
You know, it's a waste of time and energy, and it creates bad things for you. But
well, absolutely.
Well, should we broach any others? Maybe go into a song, or
yeah, we'll go to a song. Max, you want to hold on the line for a couple of minutes?
Yeah, whatever you like, guys.
Well, Max, hang in there. We'll chat well on the song.
We're back in a sec with Max Egan. It's almost 8:20 here on Workers Radio. Here's a bit of Feist.
Helping the kids out of their coat.
Oh, is that still can hear us?
Certainly can.
Yeah. What I want to talk about, I mean, what other sort of research have you been into recently?
Look, mate, I've been really concentrating on fracking lately. I'm having a month off so that I can concentrate on the new film, but there's been all this fracking stuff going on, so I'm really looking at that. I'd like to talk a little bit about the intervention as well, actually.
Okay. Because in Northern Territory?
Yeah, because of what's actually going on there. It would appear that the whole intervention was a scam in order to allow them to... Well, the whole intervention was a scam in order to allow the government to frack the whole Northern Territory.
Okay. Well, I'll raise that point to the guys, too. Well, Jack and Chad say something about the intervention laws being leaking into Blacktown, New South Wales. Like, it's not going to be just Northern Territory.
Well, it's all a scam. The whole thing's a scam. I mean, it was all based on child molestation. There was no child molestation. But it turns out that... look, I'll go through it on air anyway.
I mean, they're talking about the unemployed are going to... On the receiving end of this intervention stuff as well. I don't really know what they're talking about, but New South Wales.
Well, it's because we've got a criminal government. People need to wake up to this and start dealing with these criminals. They really do. They're all in breach of trust. The whole government's in breach of trust.
Hmm. What about, have you been looking at international news a little bit? Like the heating up in the Middle East, or is that in the back burner for you?
Well, I've been looking at the situation in Libya, what's actually caused it, which I believe is Gaddafi's introduction of a debt-free gold-backed currency.
Well, yeah, I'd like to crack that a bit, because, I mean, the BBC, we have to play them, you know, that's part of our show, to on the hour we play it, but it's just such blatant propaganda that, you know, it's really a tough one to crack, because, they're talking about rebels, and, you know, Gaddafi will soon step down, and he's going to be deposed, and hold on, yeah, I'd like to, that's what I want to focus on, the reasons why that you've just mentioned, but we'll talk about your topics as well, and if we can get round to Libya at the end. Here's Jack.
Hey, mate.
Yeah, look, however...
Sorry, I went out for a sandwich for a coffee.
Okay, that's all right, Jack. I didn't expect you to be there, Jack. It's all good.
I had it at 10 past... excuse me. Shit, sorry. I just nearly choked on a chicken. Fucking hell. How you been anyway, mate? You been all right?
Look, mate, I'm always good. Yeah. Excellent.
Oh, good.
Always excellent.
Oh, cool, man. That's good. Yeah, it's all happening, eh? The old beach. I couldn't believe it. I saw it posted up, and then the next minute I posted it up, you know, straight away, and then a day and a half later, I see you having an interview with him, and it was really interesting. It was just crazy.
Well, I just saw him come on Skype, and I just said, hey, Charlie, what's up?
Yeah.
What made you change your mind? And at the end of it, he said, look, I wish you'd recorded this, and I said, well, actually,
He did an arrogata.
Well, I record everything by default. It's just I've got the program set to record by default because sometimes I forget to push record, which is a real hassle when I interview
people.
All right,
30 seconds, we're going on air? All right, cool. Sorry, I just got told for the guys. All right, put you back on, Max, sorry.
Not a problem.
Just hold.
And we are joined on the line by Max Egan from Byron Bay. Max, how's it going?
Pleasure to be on, guys.
Yeah, it's good to have you back on, Max. Crowhouse.com, you've done the... you did an interview... Oh, you actually had a talk with Charlie Veach. It's gone viral. The troopers are very upset, and there was a lot of questions that, you know, questions are asked what's happened, and there's all this stuff. Is he working for the BBC? Is he, has it been like this? Has it been a psyops? It's crazy stuff. But the more it gets out there, and the conversation that you and Adam had was really good, and it has gone out to all these people to sort of like examine what the hell's going on. Did you ask Charlie what was his involvement with the BBC? Was it the story a 911 trooper who believed in 911 suddenly changes his mind by these expert demolition and aviation people? Or
look, I didn't actually go into the details of the documentary with him. I just know that there is a documentary. It's called 9/11 Conspiracy Road Trip, I think.
Right.
And I didn't really go into the details with him, so you'll have to just wait and see what comes out.
Sounds like it, yeah.
I think it's like the
Well, I would just suspect that you're going to see a lot of Love Police stuff on there as well. I would suspect that you're going to see all the hate comments that have been posted on his YouTube channel. I would suspect that it's probably been an ongoing thing for quite a while, to be honest.
Yeah, it's been interesting stuff.
Pilgrim's Progress, a 9/11 truth is road to reality. That, oh, it's all just peachy and everything's fine. That's what it's going to be.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me at all, no.
trust the elite. Keep watching TV. Keep paying your taxes. Keep supporting the empire. You're good.
Well, yeah, I mean, something just doesn't add up. I mean, like I said, it's the amount of, not just the backflipping on 9/11, it's the calling the people that do investigate it paranoid cultists and things like this that is kind of disturbing because, I mean, truth is truth. Everyone wants to know what the truth is, and it's kind of being presented with the attitude that anybody who doesn't buy the government line on this is a paranoid cultist, and they can show the YouTube channel and say, well, look, see, when you turn your back on these people, they're prone to violence and hatred and death threats, because a lot of people have been posting a lot of very, very bad stuff on his channel, which I don't think is constructive at all.
It was just interesting when I was listening to the conversation I had with Charlie, that he said, oh, you know, Building 7, the structure underneath, that's one I haven't heard before either. Where is the information? I don't know, you know what I mean? But I guess...
Well, I'd be looking at the buildings that were bombed in Germany in World War II and the London bombing in World War II. I mean, these buildings certainly had their basements blown out and none of them collapsed. Funny about that.
All time with all the structural joints disintegrating and causing a controlled demolition of what it looked like.
Into a footprint.
Yeah, none of it makes any sense at all.
Like, I mean, I don't want to... I mean, that's...
I mean, I didn't even bring up the molten metal or the explosions or the squibs that were seen going. There's so much stuff I could have talked about, but I just wanted to kind of let him go.
Yeah, well, that was great. It was an awesome conversation to have him out there and explain it because a lot of people were confused.
I want to put it out, though, that there is footage of the countdown to the demolition of Building 7. It does exist. And
Yeah, I know. I've got it.
I'd like you to find it on your YouTube if you can post it up on your Facebook or your YouTube. That's so vital because there's an actual countdown. It's not just, oh, you're conspiratorial, you believe that it's something that's not there, but heck, look at the footage, there's a countdown, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's interesting. 10 years anniversary coming up and this happens. I guess it gets the troopers to get more into their action for it as well, I guess, you know, just to sort of, you know.
Yeah, well, it does seem very contrived to me.
Well, I just want to bring up this, an interesting case of mind control and also... provoking a response. There's a group called the Skeptics Society of Australia. And anyway, I was doing a 9/11 truth stall in a market, in Glebe Market, and I was selling DVDs and books and stuff. And this guy came up and said, you know, you guys are wasting your time, you know. No one believes this crazy crap. And I had a conversation with him, and it got to the point when he said, no one survived the impact of those planes, you know. It was, the power was so strong that it took down the tower. And I said, well, no, I mean, it was a fireball. The fire was burnt off, and it wasn't really burning. And there's people in the hole looking out. He says, no, that's not. You're a conspiracy theorist. That never happened. He says, look, I've got the picture of a woman standing in the hole of the tower, and she's looking out, waiting for help. You know? He said, no, that doesn't exist. And I showed him the picture, and he actually said, that's just crazy. You're a conspiracy theorist. And he says, am I making you angry? You look a bit angry. And my blood was boiling. He was insane. He wouldn't see something that was directly in front of him.
So what'd you do, Crispy T? Did you bash him?
No, I didn't bash him. But what I'm getting at was he wanted to provoke a response and just... He was obviously some warped individual who was... theoretically that he was an agent as well.
Well, you don't know. Well, what happened was, and I've been with you. We've been out through, you know, doing handing out stuff like that for many years.
Hmm.
And you get people who do that. They get upset and emotional. And
But he wasn't. He was. I was getting emotional because he was just.
Well, you are emotional.
He couldn't see what was right in front of him.
Hmm.
You know, and he was like a mind game that. If I refuse to accept that it's something's there, then you're crazy, and I can keep my I'm cool, calm, and collected, but you're getting upset because I'm. You know, I mean, but I think that it could be one of those sort of you know characters where he wants to provoke a response, really.
Well, I just don't think that people change their mind that quickly. I think that it was probably already there. And it's very interesting, like I mentioned earlier, the guy who apparently has some video footage of Charlie saying he didn't believe in 9/11 truth like 3 years ago. So
That is very interesting. That'll be interesting when you get out.
I haven't seen the footage. All I've seen is the video of a guy as a response. I think it's a response on my video clip. And he's there saying, look, I've got the footage of you, Charlie, so I'm calling you out because you said this 3 years ago, and I'm going to try to find the footage and post it. I hope he does. I really hope he finds it.
Yeah, that'd be interesting, and if that's played out, then it's been a hoax all along.
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
Never trust a banker or ex-banker.
Or is it bank?
Well, is that too, yes.
Yeah. Well, you're a teacher, Chris, so...
yeah, never trust
oh, God.
That's not such a direct fraud, you know? It's just compliance training, but it's not actually selling a lie.
Yeah. Hey, Max, what else has been getting your attention of late, mate? Any international issues? Maybe World War III around the corner? Huh?
Well, there's the whole Libyan situation, of course. There's the fracking. I've been putting a lot of attention into fracking. We've got a big fracking meeting here tomorrow, and that's been taking up a lot of my time. I'm actually having this month off to work on the film, so it's just basically been fracking in the film.
So in Byron Bay, there's fracking slated for arrival? When's that?
Well, there's 40,000 gas wells. Tweed Valley's earmarked for 40,000 gas wells.
Oh.
And this is one of the most pristine areas in Australia. So
fresh waters.
It's all about destroying the groundwater more than anything. That's what it's all about. Agenda 21, move people into the cities.
Oh, if
you destroy the groundwater in the country, then what choice do you have?
Yeah, exactly. It is Agenda 21, the sustainability. I was listening on the... And it seems the mainstream... It's weird the Australian newspaper is onto this. I don't know how they're...
Agenda 21.
Not Agenda 21. It's about the fracking, which is good, but it's off on the Australian newspaper. But this farmer, which is out in the Liverpool Plains, it's up even up the Manning. It's happening everywhere, this coal seam gas explosion. From all the Chinese companies are owning it. But this farmer said, I can't do anything. I've got to have a place on the Sydney Harbour and give away my land. And it's...
Well, basically they don't. I mean, people really have to realise what's going on here. I mean, ultimately, it doesn't matter what the law says. It doesn't matter which legislation this criminal government has enacted. And the Australian government is a criminal government. They're a bunch of liars. They've sold us out to corporate interest.
Yeah.
Julia Gillard should be in jail for promissory estoppel. She's a barefaced liar. She's a disgrace to her office. She's even a disgrace to her gender.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just a disgraceful person. She should be removed from power immediately because she's a liar. And the whole thing, really, when it comes down to it, I mean, land is held in fee simple. That's it. That's the bottom line. It doesn't matter what legislation the Australian government has enacted to combat the fee simple rule, land is still held in fee simple. It's part of the coronation oath. This still is a British colony. In order to ascend the throne, the Queen has to swear by the coronation oath. The coronation oath says land is held in fee simple, and it says that the Queen agrees to obey the laws of God. Now, I'm not religious at all, but I've been bringing God into the conversation a lot lately because that's a basis of our legal system. So the Queen swears to uphold the laws of God. The laws of God in the Westminster system are defined by the first five books of the Bible. In these first five books, it says that the laws of man are invalid if they contravene the laws of God. So therefore, these people have enacted legislation which contravenes the laws of God. They're contravening the fee simple law. So you can say, okay, you can come onto my land and frack my land, but first you're going to have to organise the abdication of the Queen. That's it. And any politician, any police officer, any of these people who are supporting legislation that's been enacted by this corrupt criminal government that infringes on the fee simple law and breaches the coronation oath are basically guilty of treason. So you don't have to let them on your land. Just stop them, lock the gate, citizen's arrest, doesn't matter, whatever. Don't let them on. Don't let them do it. They're a bunch of criminals.
Yeah, and that's all happening. We're becoming a sort of waste dump for sure. I mean, what's going on in the Northern Territory where they're just dumping deposits of just unbelievable how Australia has turned, and we've sold to a corporation, but we're becoming, eventually they're going to put us all in the cities, like at the Agenda 21, and
Solid green,
yep, the green agenda, Bobby Brown, and even mentioned last week, we're going to eventually have a global governance, and we're going to the city.
The Green Party are as corrupt as any other party. I mean, it's all theatre. The whole lot's theatre. It really is. And it's very interesting you should bring up the Northern Territory, because that brings me to intervention, which has been going on in the Northern Territory. What intervention is all about is actually, it's about fracking. It's about coal seam gas mining. See, what happened was a few years ago, they approached the Aboriginal people and they said, look, we don't want to see you guys living in all these slums and all this substandard accommodation that you're living in. So we want to give you all this money. We want to build you all really nice houses and set you all up so you're all back up and raised up to the level of lifestyle that the rest of Australia is. And the Aboriginal people thought, well, this is great. They're finally going to look after us. And then they looked at the contracts, and the contract said, look, all you have to do is give us the mining rights to your land. And so the Aboriginals said, no, we're not going to do this. We're not going to let you come and mine our land. So within a couple of months, they'd cooked up this whole child molestation scam. They said, look, there's five or seven instances of child molestation. We're going to have to intervene, all this stuff. They didn't prosecute anybody. There was no one prosecuted for child molestation.
Well, they only found 7,500 people. They only found four people who were abused, right?
Exactly. So the whole thing was a scam. And what it did was it opened up their land to the government, so the government can come onto their land and inspect and do whatever they want. And basically, most of the Northern Territory is being fracked. All the Aboriginal land is being fracked because they wouldn't sign over the mining rights to their land. So they brought in this completely fake intervention, which is basically a racist law, which is designed to remove the land from the Aboriginal people and open it up to coal seam gas mining. And I'd say, Julia Gillard, if you're listening to this, you're a lying bitch and you should be in jail.
Nice one.
Awesome. Natasha got to be Prime Minister, though.
Well, she shouldn't be Prime Minister. She should be in jail with a chain around her neck, out on a chain gang cracking rocks. She's a bitch, and she's a liar, and she's a disgusting individual. She has no right to be the Prime Minister of this country, and I challenge her to a public debate. She should be in jail for promissory estoppel, because she was voted in on the platform of not allowing carbon tax to be introduced in this country. She backflipped on that. She's now introducing carbon tax, so she is a barefaced liar. If I did that to you, you could jail me for promissory estoppel. Why can't we jail this bitch for promissory estoppel? Because she's a liar. She doesn't deserve to be Prime Minister of the country. She doesn't deserve to be in charge of a brothel.
And three independents decided that she would be Prime Minister anyway. Like, we didn't vote for her.
Nobody voted for her. Nobody wants her there. She's a disgusting individual. She has no right to be running this country. She sold us out to corporate interests. She's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I agree, I mean, in sentiment, but... I mean,
defamatory.
I mean, you might be encouraging...
Defamatory? She's part of the government. It's a corporation.
He's just calling her out, man. She's a liar.
Yeah, I'm calling her out. She's a liar. Come on, Julia. Come and face me. Let's have a public debate on air. Come on. Come and talk to me, Julia. You got the guts? Come on.
There you go. The gauntlet has been thrown down. Max Egan
and Julia Gillard will be having a debate soon. We're going to send some letters out there. People, if you're listening out there on Radio Skid Row, go to the MPs, Max Egan and Julia Gillard, for the debate and what's going on. That's interesting stuff about the Northern Territory intervention.
All that mining, fracking.
Makes sense to me.
Well, that's exactly what's happened. I mean, you just got to look at it. I mean, I get really irate about this. I do. I mean, I think the original people of this country are fabulous people with a fabulous culture, and they've been totally reduced to totally substandard. It's some of the worst living conditions in the world we are seeing with the original people of this country, and they are a wonderful people, and they've been totally abused by this government, and I don't know how Julia Gillard can sleep at night, and I have no problem saying what I just said about her. She really does get my blood running.
Yeah, too true to that, Max. All right, well, thanks, Max, for coming on the show, mate. It's always a pleasure. So you're going to have a month off, going to do the film. It'd be interesting. We can't wait for that.
Yeah, well, hopefully I'll get a fair bit done this month. I've got a lot of radio interviews to do. Actually, I've got like hundreds and hundreds of emails. I mean, the Charlie Veach thing is just—it's interesting that happened at the start of the month when I'm about to have time off because nobody's letting me.
He's sort of stuffed that one up, Max, but that's all right. At least you got him on there and he explained his stuff. So that, I really appreciate you doing that for a lot of us.
I wanted to raise a point, though, Max. we were going to talk about Libya and gold. Can you just crack that in a minute?
Well, I would say that people need to understand that Gaddafi had just introduced his own gold-backed debt-free currency in the country, and he was demanding that everybody who traded with Libya use his currency.
Yep.
And then suddenly we saw the invasion of Libya, the terrible uprising in Libya, and the first thing the rebels did was install a central bank.
Yeah, right.
So I would say that the whole thing has been done because of the threat that it was posing to the IMF, mm-hmm. and the whole thing is an IMF-staged coup, the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, it's a crazy world. I mean, I just want... It'd be nice if people could explore other avenues to the mainstream, because the mainstream propaganda is pretty stacked against Gaddafi.
Well, the mainstream propaganda is thick, but it's just propaganda. It's all propaganda. I think it's about time the people of the world woke up to what's going on and realise that we don't even need these criminals in government. If these governments are going to enact laws that infringe the rights of the people, then the government's corrupt and that's it, and they need to be deposed and new government needs to be instituted.
Before the Iraq war, there was in London, there's like 3 million people in the streets. We had the biggest march in the city ever. What we need to do is stop paying the bloody taxes.
Well, everybody should absolutely stop paying taxes straight away, because there is no law requiring you to pay taxes. All your taxes go to pay off the government's loan, interest on a loan to a private bank anyway. So why don't we take the interest off money and cancel all debt, and then we'll talk about what's going on.
Yeah,
any
true.
Politician that won't address the money system is too corrupt to be in office, and that's the bottom line.
Stop eating it, yeah.
Thanks, Max. Thanks, heaps, mate. It's been a pleasure having you on again here on Workers Radio.
Okay, probably ruffled a few feathers with that one, but you get
that's
that.
That's all right, Max. That's good. That's why we like you.
All right, guys.
Have a good month off, mate, if you get the time.
I shall.
Thanks, mate.
Oh, that was great, Max. Fucking smashed it with the Gillard. Did you record it?
Yes, I did, actually. I'll put it up on YouTube for you.
All right, good, man. That's great. Because there's a lot of material you said. It was awesome stuff, mate.
Well, challenge these people, mate. They deserve it. I'm really sick of what this woman's doing. This fracking has got my blood up, mate, I tell you.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, eh? Yeah, they're doing it everywhere. I've had the Manning River people, you know, Taree.
Yeah, yeah.
They're doing it there. That's the start, the Manning, you know, the Manning River down near Taree. I've got on Thursday. I've got a few people from Lock the Gate who are ringing up on Thursday. So it's good. We've just got to keep people going, you know. It's starting to hit the mainstream news.
Well, people need to understand, like I said, about the fee simple law. You know, I mean, this was legislated out by our government. So that immediately puts them in breach of trust. It immediately puts them in breach of the Queen's coronation oath. So really, if you want to come down to it, this is a British colony. We can fall back on the coronation oath. And if they want to say it's invalid, then the Queen's going to have to step down. And if she steps down, that means every law that's been enacted in the last 58 years is invalid.
That's true.
So what legal system do they have to prosecute us with? They don't have one.
Yeah. Well, that's what you should put out. That's what we should put out there, man. You should put it out there, and then tell these people who are doing these protests to lock the gate. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm going to a big meeting tomorrow, and this is what I'm going to be saying to them.
Good.
And that there's going to be quite a few hundred people there. There's all the people coming down from Tara. There's like six guest speakers coming. There's going to be a lot of people there. And it's been organised by the fracking group that I'm involved in, and they're very happy for me to stand up and say a few words at the end.
No, you'd be good at it. Shit.
Well, that's what I'm going to be saying.
Oh, good. And if they could just get that, you know what I mean? And then you say, look, this is what you can fight for. I mean, it's the system, the legal system, and that's what he's all worried about, you know. That's what the laws push these people to do this. The government's pushed these corporate companies to come on the land and do this. Let's play their game and fucking smash them in the head.
Yeah, well, they're all in breach of trust, a whole lot of them.
Fucking crazy. All right, man, I'm going to go back on air.
No worries, Jake.
Good on you, mate. It's good to speak to you again, mate.
Okay, Jake.
See you, mate. Ciao.
Bye-bye.